This is a report that says the belly fat is the biggest risk.
Right. This study in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, it simply reinforces the understanding we have that what we call central obesity, that is having abdominal fat, is a significant contributing factor to heart disease risk because, the fat itself produces compounds that can damage the heart. And in this case, they followed people who had heart disease. So it wasn't people who didn't have heart disease, people who had heart disease, and they measured how much abdominal fat they had by measuring their waist circumference. And so by doing this, they were able to find that those that had more abdominal fat, that is exceeded 40 inches or more for men or 35 inches or more for women, had over 1.7 times the risk of suffering a heart attack or dying, as opposed to measuring body mass index, which didn't show that at all. So this simply was a means of saying, don't depend on body mass index, because although body mass index may be elevated or high, indicating that you may be obese, it's where the fat is distributed that makes the difference. And where this also ties in is with exercise. Exercise reduces the amount of abdominal fat that you have. You may not necessarily lose weight per se or lose a lot of weight, but you may get rid of that abdominal fat, which then can reduce your risk of heart disease. So this simply adds to the knowledge that we have and goes a long way to prove that this is one of the significant culprits and independent risks for heart disease that is out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.